as we look to the scripture this morning, and as we're reminded, it is graduation day. You know that every single day of our life is really a graduation day? Every single day of our life, we grow as Jesus teaches us, as God helps us. We grow in either our knowledge of Him or in our love for Him or both or everything. And today, as we're reminded of the graduates, specifically Emma standing back, sitting back there, these things that we go through in life that are important and are stepping stones to the next level should be celebrated. And they should remind us of the way in which we're asked by God to grow in Him and also move on to the next step. Not always lingering, because you know it'd be funny to see exactly how many graduates of BCLUW this year would choose to, if they could, stay in high school, not because of being punished for it, but because they don't necessarily want to go any further right now because they don't feel they're ready for it, or they're just enjoy having fun in high school and know that the next step is going to be more of a commitment on their part to do more. And either they don't really embrace that. Some of them are looking forward to that challenge. Some of them would just rather stay in high school the rest of their life, I'm sure. I was one of those when I graduated that I would probably have chosen to stay in high school and not go on to college because of how much fun it was to be in high school. And I didn't know about college and how scary it was going to be or how fun it could be too. And that was something that I soon found out would have probably been a good step for me, is not to go to college right away because I made some mistakes and enjoyed myself a little too much and didn't do the classwork at all, really. So I got punished in a suspension. Now, is that something that I want you all to emulate? No, I want you all to grow and learn from that. I want you to know that, hey, be ready. And also, be aware that you are able to do what is required of you. It's not something that you need to fear, because you have God by your side leading you through the next steps. Something I didn't have. I was serving the wrong master at that time. And there's a different outlook that I had when I went to college when I was 28 and serving God than I had when I was 18 and serving the world. So as we look at this morning, I want you to see this verse, and this is out of the Message. The student doesn't get a better desk than her teacher. A laborer doesn't make more money than his boss. Be content, pleased, even when you, my students, my harvest hands, get the same treatment I get. If they call me the master, dung face, what can the workers expect? Now that's a translation in the Message that in that verse there, the word that was translated Beelzebub is translated just dung face. And it's an insult no matter what. And God wants us to realize that, hey, each step we go through in life, realize that as the student, you don't know more than the teacher. And you should never expect to be highly regarded more so than the teacher. Also, as a laborer, don't think that you should be getting rewards greater than your boss. Sure, there are blessings and rewards to be had in life, but nothing you should expect should be greater than the ones who are above you. And also realize that if those above you are getting treated poorly by the people outside in the world, you're probably going to expect the same. So as we look at this, there are some things here. You know, disciples were those who followed Christ, tried to emulate Christ. And right here in chapter 10 of Matthew, There's a graduation. A graduation of sorts from disciple to apostle. And there is a difference between the two. The disciples are those who learn, and apostles are those who are sent. See, now, to learn is one thing, but to go out and practice what you've learned in real life is a totally different game. You can have all the head knowledge you want and not be able to apply it in real life. And that's what Jesus was doing here, was giving the disciples a chance to graduate to apostles, those who are actually able to do what he's been teaching them and what he's empowering them to do. Just as much as when they graduate high school, young men and women are empowered with the knowledge that they've gained, the experience they've gained from high school, to get, hopefully, a foot up in life. And to be able to survive outside of the realm of high school. And that's why some fear that step, because they don't feel they're ready, maybe because they didn't apply themselves as much as they should have in high school. Now, Jesus' disciples could have had the same fear. Those who didn't apply themselves to learn as much as Jesus was trying to teach them were not going to necessarily be ready to take on that next step of going out and serving and doing. So, as we look at this, the students have a lot of things to look at. In verses 24 through 42, they have their position that they're reminded of. Jesus is reminding them of, you know, you are no greater than me, but remember, I am the one sending you. You are working under the power that I give you. So your position, you should never see yourself as more than you are. Be humble. Be humble of heart. Realize that you are exactly where you need to be in life. You don't need to think that you should be somewhere further than you are if you've been applying yourself your entire life. Don't expect more than you should have. Jesus was trying to embody this idea in their minds as they went out. Remember, you are a servant of the Most High. You are not the Most High. And as things come up against you, remember whose power you are working in authority of. It's not your own power, it's not your own authority, so don't ever question your ability, number one, and don't ever think that it's by your hand that these things are being accomplished. Two cautions there. Remember where it comes from for the fact that you can acknowledge that I'm serving God and I am just an agent of His love, of His power in this world. Secondly, remember that, hey, no matter how successful my ministry may be, it's not by my power that this has ever been accomplished. It's by God. So, as they learned, they continued to go, and then they had the reminder in verses 26 through 32 that they were going to be protected as they went out. Not only did they need to be reminded of their position, but they needed to be reminded of the protection that they had. They were protected by the teacher, the master, the rabbi. They were under his hand. They were under his authority. They were also under his protection. He was going before them. Even though they couldn't see him physically, God was going ahead of them and preparing the hearts and minds and lives of the individuals that they would reach out to. So they needed to remember that they had a sense of protection, a covering over them as Jesus sent them out. Just as much as we want to embody that thought in our graduates as they graduate high school today, remember they have the protection of not only the knowledge, but also still of their family. As they go out, they have the love, the support, the encouragement, and also, most of all, God that is going out with them. So, they have their position, they have their protection, and then they need to see it as a privilege, verses 33 through 38, to bear their own cross, to go out and you know, strike out their own path as Christ empowers them to, as they were called to, that they had to strike out and go out and make their own way, not by their own power, but so they could see themselves as more than just a learner, but one who could actually do what Christ was preparing them to do. It gave them not a boldness, but a confidence. Not a boldness in of themselves, but a confidence in that, you know what? I do know what Jesus has taught me to do. I do have the power and the authority by His name to do these things as He leads me to. And it's a privilege to serve Jesus. It's not a burden. It's a privilege to go out and to do these things. It's a privilege to be able to be the one who says, in the name of Jesus, be healed. It's not a burden to carry around on your shoulders that you should be ashamed of. Now, there's so much more in these verses. Verse 39 gives us a promise. Verse 39 says this of chapter 10. Well, I'm going to read 38 and 39. If you don't go all the way with me through the thick and thin, you don't deserve me. If your first concern is to look after yourself, you'll never find yourself. But if you forget about yourself and look to me, you'll find both yourself and me. Jesus put it into perspective there. He said, now, if you're just going out to prove yourself, then that's all you're going to ever prove. If you're going out to just prove me, that's all people are ever going to see. But if you go out to show people how, through me, you have been empowered, you have been changed, you have been blessed, then people will also see who you are in Christ and also see me for who I am. So it was a promise of the fact that He would be there for them, but also a promise that their salvation was not something to be taken lightly, but was also something that was secure and sure. Just as Bess mentioned, there's a time as a Christian you can actually realize that, yes, I am a Christian. Yes, I am saved. Not to haul yourself up, not to lift yourself up, but to be able to confidently go out and know that this promise that you have in Christ is sure. And that you can go out and you can do those things that He's empowered you to do and has charged you to do. And then, of course, verses 40 through 42, it's practice. Everything in life is a matter of you grow in knowledge and you grow in ability as you practice what you've learned. And Jesus was calling them out to go and practice exactly what they've learned. We are intimately linked to this harvest work. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who you sent. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. Give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing. And what is being expressed there by Jesus is, you know, this practice is a way to grow, but also you should never be ashamed of being the least of these in the kingdom work. If you're a servant, in that you serve others and make sure everybody in the body is taken care of. That's just as great as the one who gets up and goes out and heals people or calls people to repentance. Every job is significant. Every job is equally worthy of praise. Now, as we look at this also, it's just one way that Jesus is challenging us as individuals to go out and do what we know to be right, so that we can also see it as a process of growth on a daily basis, that every day that we know something, as we practice it, we also get more confident in the fact that, yes, this is true. As we do, we embody who is sending us. And as we learn, we continue to grow. And as we grow, we continue to learn. And as we continue to learn, we continue to be more confident in our abilities and in our challenge or in our charge by Christ. Now, there's also the fact that not only is there the good stuff, but there should be, in verse 24 through 25, he reminds them that, you know, hard times should be expected. You should also expect to be persecuted for me. Well, it's not going to be an easy road, no matter what road we take in life. And the road of Christ is one that's not going to be an easy road by any means, but it's going to be a worthwhile road. Now, as we continue to go through this, verse 26, we see that in verse 26 and verse 27, that there's basically the message that God will make everything clear, or the fact that everything will start to make sense more and more as you live in Christ and your abilities are honed by Christ. And then, verses 28, we should fear nothing but God. When we go out in God's power and in God's authority, we should not fear doing what we're doing. We should respect God. That's the type of fear that we should have, a respect for Him, a knowledge that He is who He is, and He has empowered us to do this, so we have nothing in this world to fear, because if He's standing behind us and backing us, nothing can touch us. And as we continue to go there, we should be reminded, as we are reminded each time the children come up here, that God takes care of His children. He will not let them go by the wayside. And then as Jesus has charged them to go out and do this, that they should not only be reminded of the protection that He has for them, but the kinship they have with Him. That we are all co-heirs in Christ. Okay. Now, this entire chapter is devoted to embodying and challenging people to step out into the unknown with the knowledge of Jesus is and has preparing and prepared you to do what you are called to do. He will never call you to anything that He has not prepared you for or is willing to prepare you as you go through. The biggest challenge of which that we have as Christians is sharing the message of salvation. And this is the basic message that the 12 were going out with. Not just to heal, not just to deliver from demons or whatever, but it was through the fact that they were able to do these things in the power of Jesus' name, that their testimony of salvation through faith in Christ would have bearing. So they didn't go out just to do these things, just to do miracles, but just as much as Jesus' ministry was backed up and strengthened by the miracles that He did, so would theirs. Jesus didn't want them to just go out there and just do miracles to do miracles. He wanted them to go out and tell people about Him and tell them about the salvation that they had through Him. And as the moments arise to do these miracles, to do them with confidence, knowing that He was there and able to do anything that they called Him to. Just as much as we go into life with just the knowledge that we have through growth, through learning, and knowing that each step should be seen and embraced as a learning experience, and as we achieve great things like graduation, that they should be reflections on not who we are, but who God has empowered us to be. Every achievement that we achieve is not really our own. It is something that we've been called to or allowed to do through Christ. Now, I want us all to just realize that each one of us is an apostle and a disciple. You don't stop being one to become the other. It is a graduation, just as much as our graduates will graduate from high school, but then continue to go on learning, either through college or through life. They don't stop being a learner, but there's a mark of achievement where you know you're expected to practice these things that you've learned. Before you graduate high school, I mean, most people look at kids as, you know, kids. But once you graduate high school, then you're seen as a part of the workforce, a part of real life. You're no more important than the next person, but you are more important than those kids still in high school because you're expected to now do something with yourself. Now, it's something that as we look at it and reflect upon that concept as Christians, there's still a sense of that as we grow in Christ, and when we're adults or young adults, we're expected to do and be more involved in the work of the body. Whereas when you're kids, they expect the kids to just run around and do their thing and not really do much in active participation or contribution, but they are. The thing is, just as much as the teacher is teaching, not that Jesus has more to learn, but us, in reflection of us, we have things that we learn every day from our students, our kids, whatever you want to call them. But once they reach that age of accountability, then we expect more out of them. We expect them to act more in the knowledge of what they're doing has actual bearing on their life. So we should see that each one of us still has the ability and the need to learn, but we should not ever use that as an excuse to not practice what we've learned. Okay, hopefully that all makes sense there. And this morning's message is more of a challenge to all of us to embrace and go out and do everything that Christ has for us than it is anything. It's not in any way, shape, or form a message that, you know, you haven't achieved or you need to achieve. It's a challenge to go and do. It's not a way I feel that God is intending us to reflect on how successful we are or how unsuccessful we are, but to reflect on the fact that we just need to be who we are.